heart failure is a condition that is quite common in Ireland, and up to 10% in the over 75s have it, but very often people aren't diagnosed until they're admitted to hospital. So this new service will allow the GPs who suspect people of having heart failure to refer directly to the service, where they will have a full assessment, an echocardiogram scan of their heart and blood tests, and either give a diagnosis of heart failure and start on treatment or rule it out.
We know too that there's been a lot of work going on with Alton McGavin, between Alton McGavin and Letterkenny as well, and this is all going to feed into that and hopefully ensure that cardiac health improves across the board in the region.
Yes, so what we have got is the cross-border agreement for the people who have an acute myocardial infarction or a heart attack, and that is ongoing. And this will build on that treatment for people who have had heart attacks, might be at high risk of heart failure, and we'll get that early diagnosis. It's cooperation between the CHO1 and Letterkenny University Hospital to start with. It's funded by the Sláinte Care, all moving towards providing better access to patients in the community.
And the key word here is speed, and we do know that when it comes to issues with the heart, speed is of the essence.
Absolutely, and we know that when people are diagnosed early and started on treatment, it improves their prognosis much better. Heart failure is words people think associated with dying and the heart stopping, and really it's a chronic disease like having diabetes or COPD, and once people are aware of it and they have the education of what they're looking out for and the medication to treat it, can generally live healthy lives.